It just doesn't seem possible, after all these examples, that anyone would choose somebody controlling with whom to partner up. But every day on my radio program, I get calls from largely women who complain about the very controlling behaviors they opted for when they picked the guy in the first place. In my first book, 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives, I point out how some characteristics can seem exciting or tolerable while dating because some people refuse to see the leaves, just the forest. In other words, they want to be married, protected, supported, or rescued, or they overestimate their ability to change a person's basic personality and consistent behaviors. A listener related how she married a controlling guy just like dear old dad, regardless of the fact that her mother ended up remarrying a wonderful man. Some kids will go to strange lengths finally to have that father-daughter relationship, even if it is with a bad father, and the relationship is painful. Perhaps she thought that with her, as opposed to her mother, it would be different. Well, her handsome, romantic Prince Charming went from the so-called compliment of jealousy to the punishment of violence. When people have been victims of a cruelly controlling parent, they learn very early that to fight back, they have to either beat him, join him, or be beaten by him. A child can't really beat a parent, except by indirectly causing them pain by illegal and immoral activities. Many are simply beaten down by that parent and become depressed and passive. Some come to believe that there are only two modes of existence, to be the victim or to have the power. So they take the power. That's exactly what one listener wrote. I grew up in a home where my father had never lost an argument. He has always portrayed that his opinion is right and always reminds us of how we hurt him. I am finding sometimes in my relationship with my husband that I get on a stupid power trip. I think I know.